Zach Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, researcher at ESET. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on today.
So recently, a hacker, 20-something hacker, mentioned that he broke into a Texas water plant, hacked in, and that he has hacked into other SCADA systems as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Certainly. First of all, for our listeners who are not familiar, SCADA is short for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition Systems. And what that means is those are the very special computers that are used to control industrial processes. For example, factories, water treatment plants, power plants. All of them use tiny computers throughout their systems to control their machinery, and those computers are controlled by SCADA network.
And so what exactly, I guess, did this hacker do, or is he claiming to do, with regards to the SCADA system at a Texas water plant?
So far, all he's really done, or claimed to have done, is posted information about the vulnerabilities that he found. He hasn't caused any problems with damaging equipment there that I'm aware of, although I'm sure that they're looking through it to see if there was anything that he might have left behind, because when a hacker attacks a system, they often like to leave behind what's called a rootkit to maintain control of that system and let them back in.
What is the end goal here? You know, if not for this person, I guess the bad guy.
Well, the goal there would be control of the equipment at the plant, at the whatever the facility might be, because these computers control processes that are important. For example, we can't use our computers for very long if we don't have any power. People like to have water to drink and bathe in, of course, and so forth. So doing things to deny access to these services or damage the equipment responsible for governing them leads itself to all sorts of interesting avenues of attack, a denial of service for whatever means. Temporarily trying to damage the equipment. You could even get into some blackmail type scenarios, I suppose you could think of them as.
So I guess how vulnerable then are our critical infrastructures?
That is a very good question. And it really depends on whom you ask and which critical infrastructures are there. There are various systems. There's no one main system for everything, and different water districts, power plants, factories use different equipment, and they apply different levels of security. So in a very real way, it's much like networks that are out there that are attached to the internet. They have varying degrees of security, some pretty good, and some, as our 20-year-old hacker has shown us, not so good.
With the SCADA systems then in particular, I mean, should there be better security in place around them?
Well, for these systems, yes, there should be. The problem then, it seems, the root problem is that the attacker was able to access these from over the public internet. Now, it might be, I don't want to necessarily say surprising to think of networks out there in this day and age that are not connected to the internet or perhaps should not be connected to the internet. But there are networks which are separate from the internet or should be because they do things which are sensitive, like control water, waste treatment, or perhaps, a manufacturing plant of some sort. And while you might want to monitor those plants and facilities from a network, you should very tightly control and limit access to that. It's not the kind of thing that you want to have accessible from the public side of things. Just like a bank wouldn't have people come in and walk into its safes or vaults without going through checks, you don't allow people to access your SCADA network equipment just by coming in over the internet. It has to be behind something, whether or not that's a firewall, another layer of network that you have to securely connect to and so forth, or even simply physically air-gapped. That is, there is no outside network connection to it.
And, I mean, does it run then just as efficiently if it's not on, you know, the public internet?
Well, yes, it does. The network itself will run as efficiently, but it does make management of it a little bit more difficult if you have to go and physically connect to it. However, in cases like this, you have to manage the expediency of needing to do that with the security of needing to protect it. Some of these networks are very important because they do control public utilities, and those kinds of things have to be monitored constantly, and if a change needs to be made, it needs to be made immediately. So that does require a high degree of access. The flip side of that, though, is if it is so vital, it may be a good idea to have people on site monitoring and being able to take action 24 hours a day, as opposed to just leaving it open to the internet.
Well, Ari, great advice, and thanks so much for talking to us and telling us a little bit more about this. If you have any questions for Ari, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow ESET and like them on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.